EU leaders meet in council today and tomorrow in Brussels. One of the top items on their agenda is the fear that the Delta variant could hit EU plans to reopen travel and tourism. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, joins us with more. And this was supposed to be the council meeting where all the leaders mapped out the exit plan. But how much is the Delta variant derailing the best laid plans of the EU, Tony?
Well, it certainly cast a shadow over the summit, Anya, and that was reinforced yesterday when the European Centre for Disease Control, the ECDC, announced that they estimated that by the end of August, the Delta variant would represent 90% of all COVID cases circulating in the EU. So that is a fairly sobering figure. But it also complicates how the summer season is being opened across the EU. You know, we've heard a lot in recent months about the digital COVID certificate, this passport, if you like, that would allow people who've been vaccinated or who have a negative COVID test or who've recovered from the virus can travel freely across Europe. And of course, a lot of countries like Spain and Italy and Greece and Portugal, who depend very heavily on the tourist industry, have been pushing for this opening to happen. But now, of course, there's a big question mark over how quickly that opening should happen and whether or not people from the UK in particular should be granted access to some countries. And there is going to be a fairly difficult conversation this afternoon between leaders on that subject. Spain, for example, allows UK tourists in without even a PCR negative test. Other countries like Portugal are very keen to get UK travellers in. But countries like Germany are saying, hang on a second, we have to try and limit the entry of the Delta variant into Europe because of the fact that it's so transmissible, so infectious, and could hit those parts of the population who've not yet been vaccinated.
And the other big item that's been making some headlines, it's certainly the lead in the Financial Times, Berlin and Paris propose reset for EU relations with Moscow. It's a big move by Angela Merkel, isn't it? Shortly before she departs the European scene.
Yeah, this landed very suddenly yesterday. It was a joint proposal from France and Germany to have a much deeper engagement with Vladimir Putin, even to the point of having a leader summit with him, and those haven't happened since Russia annexed Crimea. But alongside that carrot, if you like, both countries have proposed that the EU would keep in reserve a kind of a toolbox of sanctions against Russia, including sectoral economic sanctions that could be targeted if Russia misbehaves, as they would see it. So on the one hand, they're saying, look, if Joe Biden can have a summit with Vladimir Putin, why can't the EU? And it would allow the EU to speak with one voice on Russia. And there are lots of areas like climate change, like energy, that the EU has to engage with Russia on. So why not do it that way and have this set of harsher sanctions in reserve if needed?
And will Brexit feature at all on the agenda, Tony?
It's not going to be a major item on the agenda, although I understand that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, will brief leaders on the Northern Ireland Protocol and, I suppose, the sensitivities around the protocol in Northern Ireland and the marching season and so on. And this obviously comes against the backdrop of the UK's request to extend the grace period on chilled meats, which the European Commission signalled yesterday that they were willing to do. And, of course, that all has to be agreed by member states and agreed fairly quickly. So I suspect that that'll be part of the Taoiseach's message to EU leaders this afternoon.
OK, Tony, thank you very much indeed for that. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.